This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witt's Welcome Morning Devotion. Someone's wisely said, life is a series of tiny little miracles. Notice them. Might sound a bit trite, but I believe it's true. Do you? Oftentimes we're too busy to stop and reflect on what's going on. The little things, they can make a huge difference in the way we think or feel. We can get a new outlook on some aspect of life, even perhaps a bit of inspiration. One of my favourite authors is a priest, no longer with us, named Andre Nouwen. He's got some tremendous insights into life. He said, sometimes we're called to do great acts of kindness and to make great sacrifices, but this is seldom normal, he said. Usually we have the opportunity for many small acts of love and service, and we're called to make many small sacrifices. The significance and power of these cannot be underestimated. Well, simple acts of charity, they can be done by anyone, child or an adult. Simple acts of charity can be done by anyone, a child or an adult, or just anyone. One act, one word can make a profound difference. I heard about a young man in a drug recovery program. His life had spiraled out of control. He came into the rehab program, which was a good thing. And in recovery circles, small things matter. Each morning, he had to make his bed. Well, that's no big deal, but for him, it's a big decision. He'd never bothered before about making his bed. So he makes his bed each morning as a commitment to getting better, getting over his drug addiction. He does it to strengthen his resolve to make his life have purpose. And as he smooths out the wrinkles in the sheet, he feels God is helping him sort out some personal ego problems. Other people I know spend 10 minutes in prayer to God before they go to bed. 10 minutes, I guess, is not a long time, but it helps to put the day in perspective and help them sleep. And if you read the Bible, you'll see that God likes small things, and it seems his speciality to take significant smallness and turn them into amazing strategies, because many of the events turn out small, like the people we read in the Bible who felt inadequate and scared, and yet God wanted them to be leaders and take a big step forward. The boy with the small lunch, he gave his meal to Jesus. Jesus blessed this and fed 5,000 people. Yeah, small things like fish, bread, they do matter. And God seems to enjoy the beauty of these small things, as well as the very large, because you know our life is not exactly overwhelmed with the very large things. Most of what we're engaged with is fairly small stuff. A few of us are going to affect millions of people, have impact on thousands of people, yet this is not the way that's most likely for most of us. Life is work, meals, time with family, time with friends, nothing earth-shaking in that sense. But this is the stuff of life. And is that important to God? Yes, it is important to the kingdom of God. In the New Testament, we read that Jesus invests himself primarily in 12 people, and he didn't even do it with a worldwide search to find them. He takes the 12 who come out of some of the small villages in Israel. And Jesus didn't despise the little things. He could be going on the road, going to a place. He knows he's going to have an opportunity to speak to hundreds or thousands. He's going to a synagogue to have a special time of teaching. And on the way, Jesus is willing to stop and let the little children come to him. And on that day, the disciples didn't like it. Jesus, what you're doing is too important to worry about them. But no, Jesus said, let the little children come to me. Important things toward the end of his journey, and he was willing to heal, for example, one woman. He stopped to heal a blind person because Jesus wasn't afraid of little things, because he recognized how important they are. It's Jesus who's taught us the incredible importance of a glass of cold water, and even a cup of cold water given in his name. That can be astonishing, something that God values so much, the little thing that's honored in the eyes of God. And I think sometimes we've got to realize that the little things are not what we do on the way, but the little things, the interruptions, the unexpected things. These are part of God's will for us. So let's not despise those little things. Conversations in the hall or the kitchen, the thank you cards, the phone calls, the casseroles, the cakes. The extra time we spend with people, even fixing a light switch, cutting somebody's grass or treating a stranger with respect. Little things do matter. Dear God, help us to be very attentive to the little things in life. Help us to be careful, not to despise them, but like Jesus, to be ready for the interruptions, for these conditions, ready for the changes, because these little things are on the way to the big goals that we have. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.